This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air. Kia ora and welcome to Pull Up to the Bumper with Tana Turntables on ORFM. Now, just letting you know, this is my second to last show on this glorious station. I started out with When the Levee Breaks, and that is because I am doing a theme of songs that women sang first. That was Memphis Minnie and Kansas Joe McCoy. They recorded that in 1929. It's about the great Mississippi flood of 1927. Also, there's a documentary by Spike Lee that's amazing called When the Levees Broke, which is about the levees breaking in New Orleans and the flooding during Hurricane Katrina. When the Levee Breaks by Memphis Minnie was most famously covered by Led Zeppelin on their fourth album. And the songwriting is actually credited to Memphis Minnie, but also the members of Led Zeppelin. They were pretty notorious for going, "Oh, thanks, mate." Anyway, I am doing many songs that women sang first. Some they wrote, some they didn't. But in many cases, the male versions sold heaps more. So I was just trying to add to my list, my growing list of this pet peeve, I guess. And it was really difficult to Google because there was lots of Reddits on dudes questioning whether they should or are allowed to, or whether it wasn't too much of a impinging on their masculinity to cover songs by women. And there was lots of lists of the women's covering songs by men, but very few actually of this. So I don't know if I can start it. I'm sure I've left quite a few out, and I'm sure there's some that I've forgotten about and so forth. But yeah, anyway, the next song is Ring of Fire, or Love's Ring of Fire. So in 1963, Ring of Fire was one of Johnny Cash's biggest hits. But the song was actually co-written by Johnny Cash's future wife, June Carter, and a songwriter, producer Mel Kilgore. She didn't write the song intending it to be for a future husband, though, but rather for her sister, Anita Carter. But Cash really liked the song and wanted to make his own version. So he told Anita that he'd give her version 6 months, and if it failed to become a hit, he'd record it his way. I don't think it was much of a hit, but anyway, his was. So here is Anita Carter singing Love's Ring of Fire. Enjoy.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bringing hurt to the heart's desire. I fell in the ring of fire. I fell into the burning ring of fire. I fell down, 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 down into the deepest mire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when two fiery hearts meet. I believed you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into the burning ring of fire. I fell down, down. It burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Cool. While we're in a country buzz, I thought I would play the original version of Jolene. I think most people know it as a Dolly Parton song, but it's also been covered quite a lot by Jack White and Darcy Clay in New Zealand, and was often used as an example of a brave man covering a woman. So brave.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. Jolene, 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 please don't. course you can. You could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
You're listening to Pull Up to the Bumper with Tina Turntables on OFM. Now, this next song was actually co-written by Sonny Bono, but Jackie DeShannon recorded this in 1963, but the most successful versions were by The Searchers and Smokey, who had worldwide hits in 77, as well as The Ramones, one of my favourite versions, and Tom Petty and The Heartbreakers with Stevie Nicks. Enjoy Jackie DeShannon with Needles and Pins.
I saw him today. I saw his face. It was a face I loved. And I knew I had to run away and get down on my knees and pray that they go away. But still they begin. Needles and pins. Because of all
Now this next song isn't strictly The Woman Did It First, but the first version was recorded by jazz trombonist Guy Winding and his orchestra in 63. And the song is Time Is On My Side, and it was covered early in 64 by Irma Thomas and then added lyrics. And then later that year by the Stones, the Rolling Stones, who had a massive hit with it. And first in a long line, especially the next couple of songs, of white dudes covering black women's songs and getting all the credit for it. Yay.
Time is on my side.
You're listening to Pull Up to the Bumper with Tina Turntables on ORFM. Now, this next song is probably one of my all-time favourite songs ever, and probably a prime example of this, and probably is the reason why this stuff annoys me so much. It is a song that was written by very famous songwriters from this period, Lee Brunstoller, who wrote a million songs. But they wrote this for Big Mama Thornton in 53, and then 3 years later, Elvis covered it. This is the only version that makes any sense lyrically, and is also the only version that kicks ass. And there's a whole massive section about it on Wikipedia. It is amazing. This is Hound Dog by the one and only Big Mama Thornton. Check out the video. It's amazing.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you was high class, but I can see through. You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. And daddy, I know you ain't no real cool cat. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You just old hound dog, been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail.
Probably my favourite ending of a song ever as well. Now carry on the theme of woman coming first. This next song was first recorded by Big Maybelle, although the best known version is the 57 rock and roll rockabilly version by Jerry Lee Lewis, who was suspected of killing two of his wives and married a 13-year-old. So you know how I feel about him. I like this version a lot. The first one.
21 drums on a whole bass horn, and somebody beating on a ding dong. Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go. Baby, hold.
Listening to Pull Up to the Bumper with Tina Turntables covering Women Coming First, as in songs that women sung first. Now this next song I'm a little bit more lenient on because I really, really, really love Muddy Waters. But the original version of Got My Mojo Working was actually recorded by Ann Cole in 56. And in 57, Muddy Waters released the song with a different lyrics and slightly different musical arrangement, and it was a massive feature of his performances throughout his career, especially the live version that he did in 1960. But this is Ann Cole with her version of Got My Mojo Working, which I adore.
Just won't work on you. Well, 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 I'm
Peter Hoogood. Now, the next song was embarrassingly covered by David Bowie and Mick Jagger, and the one after it was covered by Phil Collins. None of those dudes should have done that. This is Martha Reeve and the Vandellas with Dancing in the Street. This next song, there's a really funny line in American Psycho that Bret Easton Ellis wrote, trying to describe how terrible the character was, saying that the Phil Collins version of the Supreme songs was much better. It's very funny.
I need love, to ease my mind. You gotta trust, give it time. Don't
Now, this next song, originally done by a woman, is Do What Diddy Diddy, a song written by Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich. It was originally recorded in 1963 by R&B group The Exciters, but was made internationally famous by the British band White Dudes, Manfred Mann. This is The Exciters with Do What Diddy. This next song, Tainted Love, was originally recorded by Gloria Jones in 1964. The version I'm going to play was re-recorded in 76. I think it was quite a big Northern soul hit, but it only really reached massive worldwide fame after being covered by British synth-pop group Soft Cell in 1981. And it's also been covered by heaps of people, but here is Gloria Jones with Tainted Love.
At night.
You are listening to Pull Up to the Bumper with Tina Turntables on ORFM. Now, this next song is one of my favourites. It's a song by a Dutch rock group called Shocking Blue. And in 1969, they wrote an amazing song called Love Buzz that was then covered by Nirvana and released as their debut single in 1988. It's also on Bleach, their debut album. It's also been sampled quite a lot. This is The Amazing Love Buzz by Shocking Blue.
Would you believe me when I tell you you're the king of my dreams? Please don't deceive me when I hurt you. It just ain't the way it seems. Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my love buzz? I need you like a desert needs rain. I would travel like to die. Darling, oh, when I don't see you, so spread your wings and fly. Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my love buzz?
Very good. This next song is by Swedish electronic musical duo called The Knife. It's a song called Heartbeats, and they released it in 2002 and then re-released it again in 2004. But the song's been covered by heaps of people like Royal Teeth and Ellie Goulding, but probably most famously by Jose Gonzalez, peaking at number 9 on the UK singles chart and followed by its use in the advertisement for Sony Bravo televisions in 2005. It was kind of iconic with countless colourful walls bouncing down a hill. So Jose Gonzalez's version is probably massive compared to the knife version, but I love the knife version, which I'm playing for you now. This next song is a song by American disco funk group Lips Inc. with lead vocalist Cynthia Johnson. It was released in 1980 and it's called Funky Tell. It was immediate commercial success, reaching number one in Australia, Belgium, Canada, France, Israel and New Zealand, Spain, the United States and West Germany. It's not surprising it was number one in Australia because in 1986, Funky Town was covered by Australian new wave band Pseudo Echo and it reached number 6 on the US Billboard Hot 10 and spent 7 weeks at number 1 in Australia and about a million years in New Zealand.
Thank you.
Now, this next song is again one of my favourites. Probably needs no introduction. It is One Way or Another by Blondie from their 78 album Parallel Lines. The song's inspired by Deborah Harry's experience with a stalker in the early 70s, an incident which forced her to move away from New Jersey, which is deeply ironic given that someone decided to have a boy band cover it, and One Direction did cover it in 2013. But it was a massive hit, and no one seemed to think twice about how very, very, very wrong it is to have a group of dudes singing, "I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you," to a woman. Anyway, here is Blondie with One Way or Another, which is great, her singing it. Anyway, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Bye. This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.